What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Cane's. It's Luke Bryan. What can I get you?
Today I'm raising funds with Raising Cane's and my buddy Todd Graves for the Brett Boyer Foundation. Great food.
And a great cause.
Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers.
And the Brett Boyer Foundation.
One love.
Welcome back in. Early break on the ticket. Nick Sainert filling in for Jake Sorensen as Jake is still on his island excursion to Hawaii for the rest of the week. He gets back. What is it? Saturday he's back?
He gets back Friday, but will not be show available.
Yes.
Obviously. And then, I don't know what time he's leaving, because if he gets back around Friday, I wonder if he's leaving the late Thursday night flight.
I don't know.
That's quite a time. That's
right. 5 hours
ahead. If you arrive here on
time.
Friday, that would be a lot. You're losing time coming backwards.
Yeah.
I will say they planned it rather well, though, to where it utilizes the weekend as the buffer day when you get back. That's important. The buffer days, when you have such a dramatic time zone change, that's it. Those are important for you. All right, it's time for Bills Thrills on a Wednesday. It's Wild Card Wednesday. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Is it going to be a bonanza? Right.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
That is right, Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Trados.
The DOS.
If you have any questions about crop insurance or grain marketing, talk to the experts at Trados. Go Trados.com. It's a Wild Card Wednesday. The floor is yours, Bill. Go ahead.
Appreciate that one. Might get a little emotional.
Oh, God.
Might get a little emotional, potentially.
Okay.
Be the adapter to the next chapter. Be the adapter to the next chapter. Don't be me. Set them free. You know I don't like change. Change is the worst thing. We've discussed it. It just eats at me. I want nothing to do with it. So I've been part of four changes now. Mm-hmm. And just think this. So I roll in. Josh is in charge. He's our producer.
Okay, Josh.
Josh, wild, never slept. The best body language of anyone I've ever been around. They've never been more happy. Remember, he never slept. He was in two bands.
You're so right about
never
that, by
slept.
The way.
His body language was just, and everything was, no matter what you said, he'd be like, that's awesome. Everything was great with him.
Yeah.
Anything you asked was all doable. It isn't like, I don't know if we can do that. But like, yeah. We'll figure it out.
Hardly ever down.
And to talk to him, he reached out to me on my birthday. He's killing it in the soccer world down in Florida.
Have we
soccer
heard
world? Yeah, he's doing great. He's absolutely doing. And then
Josh.
And then Josh tells us he's graduating and he's leaving. And it was a complete meltdown. My meltdown was, it was epic meltdown. I'm like, whoa. I didn't know this happened.
You weren't
ready
for it?
It was not even remotely. So it's like, I want nothing new. This is awful. Love Josh. And then who rolls in? Bella. Bella rolls in. And right, it was like, all right, we got Bella here now. Guess what? Bella was outstanding. It was ridiculous. Ended up, I'm going to her. I'm sunburned at her track meets, going to watch her run at Westland.
Sunburned.
She became a fiber of our group. And it was just... And then all of a sudden, Bella's like, you know, I got a different job.
She was also at your alma mater.
Alma mater, Nebraska Wesleyan. And I was crushed. We're like, Because you get so close with them. And then all of a sudden, you got to be kidding me. Then it's like, what? Then all of a sudden, young Ben makes an appearance. And right away, it's like, oh, man, what is this? Young Ben didn't the same thing, just, you know, in there, did not talk, stayed in. He was sequestered.
And then what happened?
Then Ben would meet us at the door every break with about 15 takes. And it could be horse racing, NBA, NFL, hockey, college, Nebraska, national. He had every take. He came out of his shell. Remember the hair?
I remember the hair.
The hair was incredible.
The sideburns.
And then all of a sudden he's like, hey, I got this situation going with the Journal Star. He goes, I'm still going to do the show, though. I go, that's awesome. No problem like that. Then Ben comes in the next day. I'm leaving. I'm Poof. Done.
Gone. Poof.
And I had to look at you over here, and I'm like, now we got Ellie. This ought to be awesome. Change. Not good. Next thing you know, Sipple's at a lip sync contest watching her lip sync with Dad. Like that. All of a sudden, Ellie, all of a sudden, who would not leave her chair either, all of a sudden now is busting into the studio to have takes. She's running the board.
Just grabbed a microphone.
Grabbed the microphone. We split danishes. We do pastries like that. Now, the first time she had a giant cinnamon roll and I asked for a bite and she gave me less than a centimeter. She cut off less than a centimeter and she
Very
said
odd.
And she said she panicked. She was like, I panicked. I didn't know what to do.
Then you're pushed.
And then we split a donut once and I had and she ate the whole thing. She ate the whole thing. Then she goes, just don't do that with donuts. I eat them all. I can't control myself. So everything's going great.
Pastries.
Ellie's meeting us out here. She has takes. We have all this stuff going on.
Camaraderie.
Then all of a sudden, guess what? Gone. Moving on with life. All that. Now she's not our producer anymore, and new comes in. But
Rudy comes in.
Again, but every time, it's been incredible.
I know. You've been lucky.
I've been so, I mean, remember me looking at you? I'm like, who's this Ellie? What is this? What are we doing? Young Ben,
kind of took a while to come out of her shell.
She took longer. It was longer. There was a lot of a couple times. Maybe a month and a half ago. I go, Ellie, come out. You have to come out of the room. I did. You have to come out of the room. You've got to come out of the room. Yes.
I don't. Yeah.
Maybe so. Is there a common theme that it takes a while for these producers to come out of their shell?
Well, probably a little bit.
Okay.
Josh was out immediately. Josh was already out as far as like it was with
yeah, Josh was a lot.
Yeah.
It depends on the person. It's just like anything else in life. Some do and some don't. Some are more aggressive than others. You know, it just depends. I'm thinking back over all the ones we've had.
You've had like what, another 15?
Yeah, Jake. This would be a good place where
Jake would jump in. Yeah, I'm just thinking. This
I'm
is
not
just,
as much like you on it. I just kind of. You know, we're gonna have another producer.
Yeah. Rolling on to the next one.
Yeah. You're more emotional than I am.
I get messed up.
You get attached.
I'm messed up. It is.
I don't get as attached.
Because you see the change. You see the change of where, and then all of a sudden, poof, gone. I know that's part of the system here. Yeah. That it's an internship. Right. I get that. That's gonna happen. So there's gonna be, you know, numerous more. But
do you remember Adam?
I was not here with Adam.
Adam was.
I was here with Big Sky.
You would have had a heyday with Adam because Adam was another one. Adam, and I love Adam. He had better hair than Ben, by the way. He had better hair than Ben.
That's a lot because Ben has.
But he never came on time.
Never.
He was never here on time. Yeah. And then when we would comment on it, he'd get mad at us.
That doesn't make sense.
Okay, no. You're the one who's late, not us. He'd flip us off. Like, wait, there's Adam, 6:25. He'd flip us off.
I don't see Ellie ever doing that. I don't see young Ben doing that. Don't see Bella doing that.
He introduced to me the concept of a beer shower. And there was about
A beer shower or a shower beer?
Yeah.
Shower beer.
There you go.
And I thought.
Not a beer shower.
People just pouring beer over you.
Yeah.
For about 3 weeks, I thought, God, Adam takes like, what is that? Like he puts beer.
No.
No, simple. I drink a beer in the shower.
Yeah, it's a shower beer.
Yeah. Did you do that?
I'm aware of the concept. Oh. I'm
familiar with
it.
I wasn't aware of it. Shower beer.
No. Yeah. So anyway, be the adapter to the next chapter.
I will say, Ellie's doing what the role is intended for.
Adapter to the next
Ellie's doing what the role is intended for.
What's
it's you start as a producer, a production intern on this show, and then you move on, and once you graduate, you are now full time. Ellie's not leaving the station. She's just adjusting
roles.
It'll
be a little different for us. It went for a full 5 to 6 weeks where she would not leave her chair and didn't make eye contact. And now she's busting into live radio and grabbing the mic and saying comments. That's the change
confidence
that's occurred. It was literally this. For 6 weeks, nothing. Now all of a sudden, she's doing Song of the Day. She's got Dad chiming in. She's got all these events going on. She's telling us what's happened. The Spirit Award, we haven't gotten over that one yet. Like that, we've moved on.
That's a sore subject.
But all these things
we don't talk about.
Yeah, I mean, I'm texting Susie Miller during the event. What's going on? When's the Spirit Award? She goes, "It's up next." I'm getting information at that, and it didn't go her way. I'm crushed.
Susie is your friend.
Susie Miller, that's the wife of Scott Miller, future governor and mayor, and the inventor.
She'll be the first lady.
Yes. First lady. Yes.
Yeah, so no, it is, no, that's what we're saying, though. Ellie is not leaving. She's just not going to be the producer on this show anymore.
Not all of them can ascend to a full-time position.
That's right. No. That's right.
There's some I would never even consider for full-time position.
But the four I had.
Jeez. All of you that are no longer there.
Can we name names?
No, we cannot.
I'm joking.
Big Sky. Don't forget about Big Sky.
Big Sky.
Big Sky was here when I got here. That's,
yeah.
He was like 21, flew a Cessna.
Covers That's Iowa cool. now.
Yeah, covers Big Iowa Sky. Hawkeyes. Big Sky was...
What a great name.
Okay, Big Sky could run the station.
Yeah.
He could run the station.
Yeah, so that was the only reason I wasn't involved. When I got my internship, that's the reason I didn't join this show, was because Big Sky was already here, and they created the position for me on the afternoon show.
It would be like Ellie saying, "I'm going to the airport. What are you doing? I'm flying to Montana."
Yeah. She could do it. Swim, do you remember the time you got mad and called me an adolescent?
I do.
Because I moved stuff around on your desk?
I do remember that.
Swim called
you an adolescent.
Since we're doing this, Sip, do you remember the first name you ever called me? Wow. At the old station, I walked in and you said, "Where's that little Nick?"
I was joking around.
First time I had ever met Sip in person.
But our old
there
station,
it is.
Our old station, everyone played, everyone, Simmer. No one would address it. But there we were with Beatrice Bakery at the time, and there was 90 mini pound cakes down there, no one would touch them down there. And every day I'd go, "Josh, get us a pound cake." He goes, "Got it." He'd get one out every day, and four of us would eat a pound cake,
ravage it
every single day till they were gone. But they were there in a box. Remember, they were just shoved in a box underneath the. Underneath the desk on the far side away
from
swim.
No good at all.
No, we let off every day. Josh!
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Did you know your calendar age doesn't always match how old your body truly is? It's true. Your biological age, the age of your cells and organs, is actually the top predictor of your risk for serious diseases like heart disease, cancer, dementia, and more. That's why learning your biological age can be truly life-changing, and that's exactly what the True Age Test from True Diagnostic helps you do. It's a simple at-home test, and you can uncover your true biological age and get personalized insights into your true biological age and take control of your health like never before. No doctor visits, no labs, just a quick finger prick from the comfort of your home. This part really inspired me. Up to 90% of biological aging is driven by lifestyle. That means the way we eat, move, sleep, and manage stress plays a massive role in how fast or slow our bodies age. The test itself is super easy. Just a quick, painless finger prick. You send in your sample using a prepaid mailer, and in about 2 to 3 weeks, you get a detailed online report with actionable insights you can use. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to TrueDiagnostic.com and use my code EARLYBREAK to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's TrueDiagnostic.com and use EARLYBREAK at checkout to get 20% off. Your future self will thank you. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers. But that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Get us a cake.
How good were those cakes?
They were so good.
They're still delicious. God, you can get Beatrice Bakery down here at 1040 O Street, by the way.
Hey, get it. Get thoughts, the pound cake.
Thoughts from the text line here. We have, let's see. Buffett since says, I always think Ben taking off early in the week because he was over on hours. Ben was a hard worker. Anonymous Cubs fan says.
He did.
Anonymous Cubs fan says, so many producers, but yet the hosts still struggle. Thunder Not Collins goes, shower beers are game changers, but this is the best part. Believer says, nothing says I'm an alcoholic like a shower beer. That was the very next text on there. Somebody asked, who's the guy who just stopped showing up?
We're not going to talk about that.
Yeah. Okay. And that's pretty much it. Somebody on the YouTube stream said, hey, it's great that you guys allow an internship at that position. It means so much to the young people that they get that chance. Somebody says, good luck wherever you go, Ellie. Ellie's not leaving. It's like the Wolf of Wall Street. I ain't leaving.
I don't know. It's got me. You know, I'm a mess.
It's just like
I'm
a mess. Wolf of Wall Street.
And the hard part is what I feel bad
are you
is.
You're a mess.
I'm a mess. And then the hard part is.
You'll be okay.
The hard part is that right away, it's like, you know, there's someone new. Rudy's already here, just like Ellie was here. And I kind of pushed back a little bit to start off with. I'm kind of like, all right. And my first question to Rudy was like, who are you? Like, why are you here?
Rudy is not here today because he's playing in the conference tournament for Nebraska Westland Baseball.
Baseball. Yeah, Rudy's a dude. Yeah. But also that, but
it's a DH.
This goes back to the station like that, to ownership, like to have this, the position. They do this. They do a great job with that. DP and Rebecca to have those spots set up for these people to.
Oh, they've been, you know, and they've been amazing. Each of them in their own way, you know, like you get a lot of different personalities.
But Ben, you know what Ben did? He talked to me face to face. This is what's going on. Ellie just dropped it on me. I rolled in, and I just Ben told me well ahead of time like that. Ellie just, I walked in. What's going on, Ellie? Who's this guy? This is Rudy. He'll be taking over. I'm done. And I'm like, that was what, 5 minutes before the show started? Yeah. And I'm supposed to go on air. I'm supposed to go on air after having that setback to me.
You're okay. You're
Wood
okay.
River.
Corey and Lincoln says hot take. Who was hot take?
Oh, hold on. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yeah, he was incredible. I can't remember his name. Okay. We just called him Hot Take.
Yeah, Corey Lincoln says Hot Take. Don't forget him. And then he yelled at me and said, acknowledge Hot Take, Nick.
Oh, God, Bill, you would have loved him. He's a little guy, little blonde-haired guy that lives in – he's from Denver. Huge Avs fan. Let's go Avs. Let's go Nuggies. He loved the Nuggies. Called the Nuggies. He was incredible energy. Would have loved him. You would have – it was a little bizarre.
That's a little bizarre calling the Nuggets Nuggies.
He was
that's probably where you probably would have lost me at.
Yeah. God, how did I forget?
Either way.
Hot take.
That is that
I don't
is
even
done.
Know his name. I didn't know his name. His name is Hot Take.
That is a great addition of Bill's Thrills on a Wild Card Wednesday. Once again, sponsored by Trados. Go Trados.
TheDOS.com.
Go Trados. TREDAS. Go Trados.com. All right, it's time for the game show. Call now. You can win a business box of bagels to our friends at Bagels and Joe. Sticking with the Wild Card Wednesday theme.
I need 4 seconds. I know we're late.
That's right.
I got to give me four for idle chit-chat.
Go ahead.
I had to go to an event yesterday real quickly. I ran out to see a quick little shot put event for Keaton, who was throwing shot put through his personal best. But anyway.
Keaton.
Guess I'm out there. Who do I see? Suits. He's out there. And he's a one-man. He's Paul Phillips. Suits. He's a one-man band. He's Paul Phillips. He's got the camera. He's got everything. He's doing it.
Did you talk to him?
I talked to him, and it was an incredible conversation. But here was the most incredible part. He goes, me and my son listen to the game show every single day. He goes, and if it pushes late like this, his son stays in the car and risks getting a tardy slip.
Oh, my goodness.
He stays
goodness.
In the car with his dad.
Let's run it
to build. We're late now.
Yes, this.
Suits out. Text in and let us know if you're with us
for
the game show. We're sorry that we're a little bit late. But I talked to him face-to-face for like 10 minutes, and I was so blown away.
He's a gentleman.
Yeah, it was in his hair, everything about
regal.
It. And then it's like, well, where's your crew at? He goes, I just do it myself. The guy runs the camera. He's in front of the – and guess what? Then he's on air. That's it.
Look at him.
He's the Jake Sorensen of 10-11.
He doesn't age either.
No.
Freaky to me.
No. If someone said, well, how old are you? I'd guess 28.
I'd say 31.
You think he's older than that? Yeah. Suits, are you older than 31?
And look at his olive skin.
Yes, he's very tan.
Olive skin like Keith Mann.
Fit. He's fit.
There you
also.
Go. So, okay, time for the game show. We're late. His son's going to get a tardy slip at school. It's sticking with Wild Card Wednesday. We're going to go with famous slogans today.
Okay.
Famous company slogans.
Okay, we'll be good at this.
If you think you know your famous company slogans, call now 402-464-5685 for a chance to take down Sip and Bill at trivia. You guys are 0-2 on the week.
Yeah.
0-2 on the week. Let's see if we can make it 0-3. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, Shut Up Simple!
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to Shut Up Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut Up Simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, call now 464-5685. Chance to take down Sip and Bill at trivia. Famous slogans. We have Tim on the line. Tim, how do you feel about famous company slogans, my friend?
So-so.
Okay,
it's
so-so.
Hit and miss. You can nail all of them or go 0-for-4.
That's right. All right, here we go. First question to you, Tim. What company uses the slogan, it keeps going and going and going?
Duracell.
Is it Duracell? It is not Duracell. Yes.
Bill,
do you guys want to steal
know
this
one? Don't do it. We're 0-2.
I'm going to write it down.
You guys playing conservative on a Wednesday. After yesterday playing conservative, came back and bit you in the butt.
Bit us in the butt.
Are you sure it's not a... It's still...
You got 5 seconds to decide if you want to take it.
I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking because I thought about it too.
4.
Hold it. Hang on.
Time
out. I got to say it. I got to give the answer. I told Suits how embarrassing it was the other day that I didn't turn you loose on Washington
Go
State.
Ahead.
I'm saying Ever Ready.
Is it Ever Ready?
Okay. That hurt.
It is Energizer.
That's
Energizer.
What I thought it was Energizer.
You guys could have consulted.
Could we have consulted?
Or you could have just, you could have just taken
it. That's okay.
That's all right.
We're down.
0-1 is your score. And Bill is out. All right, Sipple. What company coined the slogan, let's go places? 0-1, you trail.
I don't know this. Let's go places?
Let's go places.
I thought I'd be way better at this.
I thought they'd have a lot better questions,
so
too.
So it must be a plane.
Oh, don't blame the questions. Yes. Don't blame the questions.
Let's go places. It must be an airline, right?
Is it?
Can you tell us that? That would help us a lot. That would help
us. It could be, or it could not be.
Let's go places.
I like the airline thing. I like that.
It could be a rental car place.
You have 5 seconds.
I think it's
airline. What it is.
But I don't know. You make it happen.
Let's go places.
Let's go places.
0-1. You trail.
Let's go places. Continental Air.
Is it Continental Air?
Continental.
Tim, you have a one-point lead of zero to negative one.
No, I don't think Continental's even alive.
Do you want to steal this one? Let's go places.
No, I don't.
Okay, it is Toyota. Toyota, let's go places.
Be better, Toyota. We can do better than that. Yeah, that if they do their slogan, you have no idea what it is. You might need to take a look at it. Toyota, get better.
So, okay, here we go. This is for the win, Tim.
What? No, wait a second.
Because it's zero to negative one.
Yeah.
This is for the win.
Blow this, Tim.
Tim, what company coined the term the ultimate driving machine?
BMW.
Is it BMW? It is, and that means it is an 0-3 start to the week.
Would you have got that? No, I didn't have that one either. I don't mind losing this one.
The ultimate driving machine, that is the BMW. Tim, nice job. You win a business box of bagels to our friends at Bagels and Joe. Thanks for playing, man, and calling down the road.
You bet.
There he is, Tim.
And get a hold of Toyota.
You guys have never seen Toyota commercials of Toyota Let's Go places?
Obviously not, so it didn't grab me.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
That was really disappointing. All right, your next question was going to be, what company phrased the slogan, so easy a caveman could do it?
Oh, you know this one. I think it's an insurance company.
It's insurance is what I think it is, yes.
So easy a caveman could do it.
God, these are way harder than I would have expected. Yeah.
Have we heard from Suits at all?
Yes, we did hear from, what? Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
We don't
is
know.
It's Geico. Yeah.
Geico.
Geico.
That's insurance.
All right, tiebreaker. The first McDonald's was built in 1940 in San Bernardino. When was their slogan, I'm loving it, introduced? What year?
What year was the first year? 40 what?
The first McDonald's was built in 1940. When was their slogan, I'm loving it, introduced? Okay. What year?
1971.
Oh, I'm going to say 86.
2003.
Oh, okay. God. All right.
2003. It's the longest running slogan in McDonald's marketing history.
We heard from Katrinka.
Did you?
That's good. Patrinka.
Thank you.
Is it Patrinka?
Patrinka. Is it Patrinka?
Patrinka.
What'd she say?
Patrinka said.
Has she heard from Suits?
No, but we got another text on that regard. Katrinka said Continental Airline went bankrupt about 10 years ago. she said they were not going places.
We say Continental. Patrinka, I'm shocked it was 10 years ago. I would have guessed they went down sometime in the early 80s.
We did hear from Keith Mann, too.
Yes.
Keith Mann, who's the guru of media.
Director of media and sports.
He's effectively my boss.
Yes, he is. He's my boss, too. And I'm not sure why. But I just, if he called me and reprimanded me, right. I would listen to him.
Oh, I've been reprimanded.
Yes.
If
he called me.
He saw Suits and Baznet, Chris. Baznet.
Yep. Baz.
At the track meet, but missed Bill. How did you miss Bill? Bill's probably wearing black, though, right?
I was, yes. I was over by the shot put area. I just got in and out.
Did you just stay over by the shot
put area? Yeah, there was some running going on, and also it was kind of fun. It's an incredible setup out there at Lincoln Northwest at the Union Bank and whatever. And
Trust UBT Stadium.
Oh, wow.
It's a great field.
Was that a nice setup?
Yeah.
Oh, that was awesome.
You were out
incredible.
And about.
Yeah, I was out and about. Yeah. Yeah.
You left the
Keith
home.
Mann was there.
God.
This is incredible.
Suits, Man, and Bill. We're all in
and Bass.
And Bass.
There you go.
God, I wish you could have met Bass.
A lot of pushback on the text line after that game show. On both sides, there was a lot of pushback for me because it says, come on, Nick. Jake usually gives a category when he asks the question. Sorry. The other one was, how did you guys not get the caveman? Get the Bagel Boy shirts ready. How do you guys not get Energizer? How do you miss Energizer? Yeah. There's a lot of pushback from everybody.
I went ever ready. Hey.
Dustbuster. Oh, man. 8 o'clock hour comes up next. Early break on the ticket.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.